Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life, you've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. More of our Brain Trust members wanting to get into the act, and we appreciate them helping us move our way into our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got our good friend John Clifton with us. John's a great member of our Brain Trust, Managing Director of Gallup Global Analytics, Gallup.com. John, tell us about Gallup.
Well, we've been around 80 years as an analytics firm.
But you're not the founder, though, right, John?
A little young for that, no. George Gallup is, of course, our founder. He rose to fame during the 1940 election. Reader's Digest, of course, picked Alf Landon to be the presidential winner. He picked FDR based on sampling, and
right.
That's kind of what caused him to rise to fame. That's actually not what interested him the most, even though he became famous for election tracking and presidential approval. He said in a famous interview with Edward Murrow, one of those black and white interviews,
right.
Where
Edward R. Murrow,
right. And he said to him, Dr. Gallup, of all things that interest you most, share with us what it is that interests you. And he said, I'd have to say happiness and surveys of happiness among Americans. So we took that interview to heart and said, you know, let's start tracking that, not just for America, but put booster rockets on his mission and take it to the world.
And you've been doing that now for some time. You've been measuring happiness for actually about 10 years, haven't you?
That's right. Yeah, we just crossed 10 years.
Yeah,
and we have a commitment to do this for the next 90 years.
So we talked about a lot of different elements of happiness, and oftentimes not even without using the word happiness, but things that are impacted by happiness. And so, but wrap it up for us. What is your final takeaway from the current research on happiness? This is a global survey, by the way, folks. Go ahead, John.
You know, Arthur Brooks from the American Enterprise Institute has a book called The Battle, and you can summarize the book with a key finding, which he says, to reach the pinnacle of happiness or to reach the pinnacle of a great life is to have earned success. And he says, whether or not you make $80,000 or $800,000, everything turns on whether or not you earned all of it. And that's where you can find the people who really see that their lives are great. I think everyone around the world can find true happiness, the pinnacle of life, whatever that might be, through his finding. And I think small businesses should look right to that, because I think they're going to find the pinnacle of life in their hard-earned success.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, John, and you're so right about that. I tell people all the time, if you want to see America like people like to see America, they think of America. And I'm going to say, and I'm going to add even the arrogant part, if you want to see America that look as close as Ozzie and Harriet, the old 50s sitcom where you know, it was a perfect little family and you know, God was in his heaven and all was right with his world. If you want to see America as close to that, come out to Fly Over America on Main Street and walk in a small business. That's where it is. It's still there, John.
Well, as a Nebraskan, I guess it's okay to call us Flyover America, but we'll take it.
No, absolutely. No, between the shores, no question about it.
Amen.
But this is the thing, John. I've been saying for a long time, if the world would model small businesses, the world would be a better place. If Congress would ask small business owners what they need, what they want, and give everybody that, the world would be a better place. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you this. When you ask Americans what institutions they have the most confidence in, the number one thing they say is the military. The thing that's dead last is Congress.
Right.
But number two on that list is small businesses.
Yep.
So exactly what you say is what America agrees with.
Yep. And the on the happiness side, you know, we're pathological optimists, John. And you can't be a pathological optimist and be very and spend a whole lot of time being unhappy. What do you think?
That's I agree.
Yeah. Hey, John, you this has been great. I've enjoyed having you on the show. You guys are doing all kinds of other stuff, other program, other surveys and research that's what you guys do. Will you come back again real soon with your next offering?
I'd love to. Thank you for having me,
thank
Jim.
You
it's
very much.
A pleasure.
Appreciate you being here. Keep up the good work.
Okay, happy holidays to you.
You too. John Clifton, ladies and gentlemen, what a great resource he's become for us. He's a managing director of Gallup's Global Analytics. Don't forget to check him out. By the way, this happiness survey is on the website, Gallup.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.